The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport, the travel journalist and Lonely Planet author, is with me. The ultimate guide to golfing holidays, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really, I must add a couple of important caveats here. I mean, to those who really couldn't care less about golf.
I was saying earlier, this was like the Fionn Davenport Venn diagram. Holidays just, and golf.
And then
boom,
Golf Weekly.
It just overlaps.
No, it's just, obviously, with the Ladies Irish Open, which takes place in Carlton House this week, starting on Thursday. And then, you know, this golf in Ireland is a massive multi-million euro industry.
Yeah.
It attracts a huge amount of international visitation. And it's one of those areas where we can honestly say we rank amongst the very best in the world. In fact, Royal County Down regularly tops the list of best golf courses that you can play. So there's no doubt that the golfing product here is best in class. I've always thought that, like, from a tourism perspective, is like, it really is like, we like very few destinations hold a candle to us.
Yeah.
I actually, and I mean that, I'm not being just like, just waving an Irish flag.
But it's funny, when you go, there's certain parts of the country that are under like the flight route from, say, Shannon to Ballybunion.
Yes.
And the locals will tell you, you know, you'd kind of look up at a helicopter and say, that's going from Shannon to Ballybunion.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to somebody yesterday.
You know, can say Old Head or a handful of these courses.
I was talking to someone about Lahinch,
yes,
golf course yesterday. And when you consider, this is a course laid out by old Tom Morris, who's almost the father of modern golf, and then improved in the 1920s by Alistair McKenzie, who also designed Augusta National. And you're thinking, with that level of pedigree, it really is, and it's just there. Now, one of the things that's interesting about Irish golf is that when you ask a visitor, talk to me about Irish golf, inevitably they're always going to go to links courses, you know, the ones that dot the seashore. And it's true, we have some of the best links courses in the world. Now, Carlton House, which is hosting the Irish Ladies Open, is in Ireland's ancient east. So in this kind of Meath, Kildare area, you have five courses across three resorts that I would argue are as good parkland courses as you will find anywhere.
So the K Club, Carlton House, and what's the third one?
Killeen Castle.
Oh, yes, Killeen
Castle. All have hosted, these are all championship golf courses. So Carlton House, so the Ladies Open is being hosted on the O'Meara course. The other course, the Monty, which has hosted the Irish Open. These are exceptional golf courses. And then when you add the package of what Carlton House is, so Fairmont Run Hotel, it's very popular with visiting football teams. Remember Real Madrid came to train?
That's right.
They have really good sporting facilities, but they also have a top-class spa. I had dinner recently in Kathleen's Kitchen. It's not their signature restaurant. It's just their kind of everyday dining. And it was amazing. Really, really good.
Mm.
But, you know, so Carlton House is obviously a fairly kind of luxurious hotel. And so you have your choice of golf courses there. And not far from Carlton, so whatever, like a 15-minute drive, you've got the K Club. And the K Club is, I guess, it's the progenitor of the modern kind of resort course in Ireland. It was the first one that really said, the Celtic Tiger is here, lads. We've opened us.
I always think that Ryder Cup was peak Celtic Tiger. Whenever it went to Charles Ball, it was peak Celtic Tiger. I'd say it was farmers making a fortune renting their fields out so lads could land helicopters in it.
Yeah.
And the government upgrading the Naisteel carriageway to a three-lane road so people could get to the K Club in better
really
time.
Was
that
something.
Those were great days, Fionn. Well, I don't care what came afterwards.
So Michael Smurfit obviously was the main instigator of the K Club when it opened in 1991, and so designed by Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And now they've changed their names, but it's now Palmer North and Palmer South. So Palmer North is the one that commands the most attention because it's the one that hosted the 2006 Ryder Cup. It's the one that hosted the Irish Open a couple of years ago and will do so again in 25.
Oh, that great iron shot from Rory. Was that the 18th?
Yeah, because they've also switched the nine orders. But and so it's a funny one. And like, and the thing is like, I think, yes, it was a great shot, but it's like, I always think that it's slightly overdone.
Okay.
It's an amazing shot, but when you actually stand there and you know the kind of ability that Rory has, and indeed, like, top-level professional golfers.
It's not the trickiest shot.
No.
It's a flat lie. It's straight into
it's over water and you hit it to 10 feet. But I when I was at the Irish Open there last year, And I was watching like top players, you know, and I'm just going like it's stratosphere. They're playing a game of with which I am not familiar, yeah. Kieran. And the facilities again are exceptional. And there's something about and these are all available to you. Like, okay, so Palmer North, like the green fee ranges from 130 to 225, which is not an insignificant amount of money. But when you put that against some of the top courses in the world, which the K Club unquestionably is,
yeah,
all of a sudden if you want to play Pebble Beach, yeah, that's $600, yes, and it's a public course.
Okay.
Like, that's triple the amount.
Yeah, so in other words, you're saying, while people here might think, God, that's an awful lot of money.
It is an awful lot of money.
A lot of the Americans who are flying over to play these courses probably think, wow, this is an unbelievably good deal.
Yeah. Like, the same with Carton House. The green fees of Carton, they range, like, if you're a member of Golf Ireland, okay, so if you're a registered member of any golf club, yeah, in Ireland, you can get it for as little as €60.
Oh,
you can,
wow,
get
a green, okay, fee, yeah,
on either the Monte or the O'Meara, which, again, are world-class courses, I'd make the argument.
Yeah.
And again, not just me blinkered flying the Irish flag. And so, now, the other thing as well is the Palmer South, which is the kind of the baby brother course. That, yeah, it's a terrific course. Like, okay, so it doesn't have the cachet of Palmer North, doesn't have the recognisable holes that you see on television, but it is a really, really good golf course. And as parkland courses go, it's a really good test. And like, you can get green fees for as little as €90.
Okay.
To play Palmer South.
Ah, oh, it's a great deal, yeah, really.
Do you know what I mean? And so there are four courses. Okay.
That's the two courses at Carton House and the two courses at the K Club.
Three of which are championship courses. So the O'Meara and the Monte at Carton, Palmer North at the K Club. And then the last one is Killeen Castle. So Killeen Castle, just at the edge of Dunsany in County Meath, so not far from Dunshaughlin. Now, this is the one, it opened and it hosted the 2011 Solheim Cup.
Mm.
And to great effect, it's the only time Ireland has hosted the Solheim Cup. Like, designed by Jack Nicklaus, unbelievably long, hard to play.
That coming up, the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, you caught me here.
Yeah, sorry, I just know there was news on it today that the American captain picked. So anyway, sorry.
So this again is another championship. It's going to, from another championship course, next year's hosting.
September 12th, yeah.
Okay.
Solheim Cup, Thursday.
From September 12th?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the week after the Irish Open. Yeah.
No, it's the week of the Irish Open.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The 11th. So the Irish Open starts on the 12th.
Okay.
So you have Killeen is hosting the Challenge Tour next year. So the Challenge Tour is that one tour that's just below the European Tour in golf. You look bemused, like as in you're not convinced of something.
No, I am. I'm utterly convinced.
So anyway, that's five golfing choices. And listen, obviously anybody who knows golf knows that it's a very selective list. I haven't included literally dozens of others. I've just picked these five, which are parkland championship experiences. Like literally within like a half hour drive of each other.
And did you pick them kind of, well, look, partly maybe because the Irish Open happening, but that the parkland courses do sometimes get overlooked in favour of the links.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's just that, like, and there's no doubt that we have some of the best links courses in the world.
I don't like links golf.
I love links golf.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Okay. We can discuss it later. But can I add just one other thing? Just
I hit the ball too high.
Huh?
I hit the ball too high.
Yeah, this is you're like Rory. You're just a high ball hitter.
We're so alike in so many ways. Rory's always saying that.
Yeah. One of the other things I was doing this. So the Kildangan Stud, which is part of the Godolphin Empire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they've just launched. This is just like if you want a break from golf. Okay. It's called the Fold to Fame experience. Okay. So Godolphin, obviously, what's his name? Sheikh, the full name.
Rashid
Sheikh
Mohammed
bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
Yeah.
So some of the best racehorse stallions in the world, like covering fees of $100,000, et cetera, et cetera. You can meet their foals from springtime to midsummer as part of this Foal to Fame experience. It's €35. And they take you around one of the world's most exclusive stud farms and give you like a personalized guided tour. You get to meet a couple of the foals. You meet a couple of the stallions. You get your photo taken with them.
It's amazing. I was there. I was there in the stud in Kildangan, and the house is incredible. The house, you know, is
unbelievable.
The house is always ready for the sheikh yep. to turn up, and he hasn't been there in years.
No, I know.
Every day they turn down the beds, they open the
That's
windows,
right.
they air the rooms,
like
they've got fresh food in case he comes.
But the thing is that to which my
it's
one question,
bad.
But
it's absolutely
surely
mad.
The sheikh's people are going to give you at least like a day's notice. By the way, sheikh's coming tomorrow.
You say that, Fionn.
But he might.
The day
but,
you
do
don't
what?
Do it is the day
Again,
you turn up.
I was thinking of world class Irish experiences, and obviously, and I'm not a horse racing fan or an expert. I know nothing. In fact, with horse racing, I learn one fact and I forget the last fact. I can only hold one fact.
Pushes it out.
Yeah. But so there's no doubt, like golf, what we have in terms of horse racing is world leader. We are best in class. And Kildangan Stud is one of those stud farms that is best in class.
Yeah.
And in fact, like when you see how the horses are treated, it's like a 5-star hotel. But the foal to fame experience is really interesting, even though for a complete novice and
no,
idiot.
I'm like you. It wouldn't be kind of a world I would know an awful lot about. And I just thought it was incredible.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. So I would recommend that as well. And 5 great course recommendations as well. 2 at Carton House, 2 at the K Club, and Killeen Castle to boot. Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author. Fionn, thanks a million, as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.